Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm going to try to take that again.
All right. Welcome to Talkin' Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm David Streepy.
And I'm Becky Streepy. This week on the show, we'll talk about lunch at Kind Cleaver in Orlando and Planty's Strawberry Shakes. We'll also try Snack Club Tahine gummy bears that a listener sent us.
This is kind of an Orlando episode.
It is. It's like
unintentionally.
It's like a two-thirds Orlando.
No.
Yes.
The snack segment is so small.
The snack.
It's not a fair third. It is 40% Kind Cleaver. Mm-hmm. 40% Planty's. Mm-hmm. 20% snack. And if you want it...
What percent of bullshit, though? What about that, Dave?
So, if you want to be... I'm just saying subject matter-wise. Do you want to formally set bullshit as a formal segment of the podcast?
That comes right here, right before Talk and Takeout. This is the bullshit right here. I'm drawing a little arrow on
Are
my
we
script.
In the bullshit? Is this the bullshit?
This is the bullshit. We're here. We're sitting in it.
I would say
it's
that
stinky, okay, ew, but we don't mind.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Trying to have fun here.
Because poop.
Yeah, I know. I'm a
listener. It's because poop.
You know, I was making breakfast this morning and I had the intrusive thought. Mm-hmm. I wonder what poop tastes like.
Oh, God.
I didn't want to eat it. I just had the intrusive thought of like wondering what it tastes like.
I hate an intrusive thought. They're the worst. Rude.
Hey, I'll take those though. I'll take that kind of intrusive thought.
Yeah, at least you can dismiss it immediately. Yeah.
Like you can just ew it away. Okay, so accounting for bullshit. Mm-hmm. Wait, is Talking Toe News part of the bullshit?
No. That's a segment that people like.
Holy shit.
That didn't come out right.
Listener?
I think the listeners enjoy the bullshit, but maybe we could tighten it. Just snug it up.
I'll tell you, the episodes that I listen to, mm-hmm. the second we stop bullshitting, I'm out. I don't listen to the other stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, I leave it on because I'm usually doing something, but I'm checked out.
Yeah.
So what's your golden ratio of bullshit to not bullshit, to agenda items?
15 to 20% bullshit to agenda items ratio is my ideal.
I think we're doing that. I think it feels like longer when you're in it. I think it feels like longer for you because you get it all the time too. So this is just like...
More bullshit?
More of what we were doing before we came in here.
Yeah.
I think you want this to be Glue and Glitter, the podcast.
I want it to be a food podcast.
Right. I want it to be our podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want it? Am I right? I think, look, when it's time for food, mm-hmm. nobody takes it more seriously than me.
Okay. It's true. It's correct. Correct.
I just want to have fun.
I like to have
fun. I like to have fun.
Guys, I'm fun.
I don't know what this anti-fun agenda that you have is.
Wow. I'm fun.
It's like when you get into the shower mm-hmm. or the tub. Uh-huh. Although tub, I don't do business in the tub.
Yeah.
But in the shower.
Yeah.
How long until you get down to business?
Immediate.
Ugh, why? Because, that's ridiculous. And don't say waste water.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Because it's a waste of water.
I don't think it's a waste of water to relax and enjoy yourself in it.
If I want to sit in hot water, I run a bath. It's a more efficient way. If I'm going to spend 20 minutes in hot water, bath.
Hmm.
But then that's, to me, separate from the act of bathing. If I'm right. bathing, also, often, when I'm showering, it is 10:30 p.m., I have just returned from skating.
Right.
And I'm trying to either get sure. to bed or... So I'm...
That's a business shower, though.
Most of my showers are... I would say all of my showers are business showers. And when I want to enjoy the soothing benefits of hot water, I run a bath.
And I'm saying, look at how tightly wound you are as a person who only takes business showers. Versus, look how relaxed I am.
Yeah, you're a chill Look guy.
I am a chill guy. Don't say that sarcastically. I am a chill guy. I float on the breeze. Mm-hmm. I do float on the breeze.
Yes, you do.
You don't. You're very task-oriented. Next, 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 next.
Yeah.
It's tightly wound. I see the toll it's taking on you. Will you promise to try one shower a week where you are... delaying the business. I think you'll get so much out of it.
I'll try one shower where I delay the business.
Right. One shower a week.
One shower.
One ever?
To see. I have to see. I'll do experiment shower.
Just no.
I'll do it after this.
No, this is like taking a vitamin and wondering if you're healthy yet. You have to start a regimen.
Of sitting in hot water.
Standing in hot water.
Oh, I can't
I guess
sit
you
down?
Can sit. Should we get a chair for the shower?
No.
I kind of want one. Oh, they sell a bench at Target.
Yeah, they do.
I want to get a little bench.
It's for elderly people who might slip.
I'm not getting any younger. And why should they be the only ones who are allowed to sit in a shower?
I also feel like that thing's going to get so mildewy. It's just another to-do. If you want me to be less stressed, then fewer to-dos. Reduce the to-dos.
It doesn't have to be a to-do. They make those things to sit in water. It's not like you're taking this chair and putting it in the shower.
Oh, it's not what we're doing.
Not like you're taking old Creaky here and putting it in the shower. It's a chair made for the shower.
Oh, okay. Well, we can discuss that.
What about a teak bench?
Okay, now I'm listening.
See?
Because that could also be for when I'm taking my soothing baths, I can put my stuff up there.
I'll get it today. Okay. I'm going to look up a teak bench on Target right now.
Okay, sweet.
And then I'm going to take a shower and sit in it. Okay. It's going to double the length of my showers.
Oh, no. Hey, listener, while Dave's doing that, let me tell you about how I hurt myself. Listener, I went ice skating. And the night before we went ice skating, me and my friends went roller skating. Surprise. But I was like just feeling really good that night. I'd had a soda pop. I was amped. I went really hard at the roller rink. And when we left, I was sweaty and sore and feeling great, but also feeling like when we go ice skating tomorrow, I'm going to take life easy because I'm sore. My muscles are tired. I'm going to just be chill. So when I got to the ice rink, I only wore wrist guards. I didn't wear elbow or knee because I was like, I'm not going to go hard. I'm just going to chill. It's not like I'm going to have a big fall because I'm just going to toot around, maybe spin a little bit. But here's what happened. I didn't take into account the fact that my friend Lori was going to lend me a pair of ice skates that day to try out non-rentals.
Uh-huh.
It was amazing. I loved it. Game-changing to have skates with a sharp blade and a supportive boot.
So that it gets you more active, more eager to try stuff?
Got pumped up.
Mm.
Got pumped up.
Without your pads.
Without my pads, doing jumps, doing spins. But what's funny is that I was jumping and spinning and flinging myself all over the place. None of that caused me to fall. I was just skating around a corner. Mm. But those sharper blades, you have to have more control.
Yeah.
Otherwise, when you cross your right foot over, your left foot will just keep going like it was. Mm. And then you'll kind of fall on your face.
Oh.
And I landed on my knee. It wasn't a hard fall. I wasn't going fast. I thought I had just skinned my knee because I've done that before.
Like, yeah.
You fall, the fabric of my leggings, I thought, had rubbed against it. It kind of stung like a skinned knee would. Mm-hmm. Skated for another hour.
Foolish.
Went to Trader Joe's. Well, I didn't know. I thought I'd just like had done a little boo-boo. Just a little. That happens to me skating like once a week.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
Went to Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Spent a leisurely hour with my friend Liz shopping around.
This is a Saturday?
This was a Saturday.
A leisurely hour Saturday at Trader Joe's.
It really was. We shared, we shared a cart and we didn't have much of an agenda. So we were just kind of like bopping around like, ooh, crackers.
Oh.
Ooh, Mikrub crisps. And
say that again.
Mikrub?
What the hell is that?
That's those crackers I finished.
Your skating story.
Oh, Mikrub crisps. Are a new Trader Joe's item.
Okay.
And Mikrub is a Thai dish, and they turned it into a little snacker cracker. And run, don't walk, y'all.
Do they call it that? A snacker cracker?
I think they call them Mikrub snackers.
Okay. Snacker cracker's fun.
Snacker cracker's really fun.
Yeah.
And that's why I say that. Anyway.
I just was wondering if that was a you thing. That was a Becky brand.
That was a Becky brand.
Wow. Thanks. Better patent that.
Patent pending. Anyway, I did all that fine.
Okay.
My knee felt fine the whole time. Yeah. I had no cause for alarm, nothing in my body signaling that I needed to like slow down or take care of myself. And then, but I think what happened is I was wearing fleece leggings and they're pretty snug.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they were acting as a compression brace.
I see. Because
when the second I took them off, plump, golf ball on my knee.
Yeah.
Truly, it was huge and scary to see that. On my knee.
Yeah.
It was really scary. Dave and my mom and sister were all like, you need to go get an x-ray.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, my skate friends were like, oh yeah, that's happened to me. all the time. So
you
they
gotta
said,
not listen to them.
Well, I did rest ice compression elevation. The swelling is down. It's just mellowed out into a bruise. And my knee feels fine. I've never lost mobility. I could always move around fine. I just had this floppy golf ball on my knee.
I'm just saying, it's going to go down, and 6 months from now, you're still going to be at like 85% of what you used to be able to do on that knee. Because you got to get a doctor, honey, to tell you. You need a cortisoid?
Cortisol?
You need a cortisoid.
Yep.
A shot to set it right or something like that.
Our international listeners may not fully appreciate what it's like here because y'all have socialized medicine. But here in the U.S., had I gone to urgent care, what they would have told me is rest ice compression elevation. And then I would have, weeks later, when I'd kind of forgotten about it, I would have received a bill for like $1,000. And so I decided I'm just going to give myself rest compression, ice and elevation, and save the money.
I understand that was your thought process.
Yeah.
I'm still first off, I think the healthcare system, no notes. I think it's fine.
Yeah, perfect.
I think we're doing fine.
Flawless.
So not a shared opinion. I just want to be clear about that.
A minor flaw should bankrupt you.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Second,
minor fall.
Second,
yeah.
The absurdity of a healthcare system does not negate the value of medical advice. Those are two separate things.
Yeah, I'm just saying I was given it some time and it's feeling so much better today, like dramatically looks and feels so much better that I feel like I made the right choice. If I had felt like I had severely injured myself, I would have gone to the doctor. But I really felt like it just looked worse than it was.
Well, I think that's a testament to the little guys in your body who sprung into action to keep you moving when you had that traumatic experience. Those guys really stepped up to keep you moving and fluid through that trauma, putting their own personal trauma aside.
Yeah.
And the least you could do for them now that you're, you know, stabilized is just make sure you're doing everything for those guys that you need. Otherwise, you're just exploiting them.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to take a little break and go back to skating like maybe next week.
So a whole week without skating?
I know. I'm already...
A whole week of you around here?
I know.
I kind of gotten used to having 4 to 5 nights to myself a week.
Listener, this is actually true. Because I skipped skating on Monday and you two did not know what to do with me.
I didn't know what to do with you.
It was very funny.
Yeah.
It actually makes me feel better about how often I skate. Y'all are fine. You're good.
We're not. We need you. We need you.
I know you do. Hey, Dave, how are you?
I don't know. I've been so worried about you and your knee this whole time. I haven't really been able to focus on myself. I think about myself much at all.
Yeah.
I've been in the yard mulching leaves all weekend long. We got a big tree over our house. It dumps its leaves every year. And then I spend many weekends corralling all of these leaves into the backyard to where I can then mulch them down and let them provide some benefit rather than just bag them all up, you know? But it takes a long time, but I don't have a ton of time. So I put on my little PCasts and I go out there and I run the little mulching mower over and then blow them into another corner and then run my little mulching mower. And the whole time I'm thinking about what can I do for Becky? What does Becky need? How can I be a better husband? How can I be a better nurse? So it's been distracting all weekend long.
I'm sorry.
And she's rejecting medical advice. I should be the... If I don't speak up, who will? You know, if I don't advocate for medicine, who will? To her, I guess the skate club. I guess I could talk to them.
Can you tell her?
Could you be pro doctor, please? Are they holistic?
I mean,
are they doctor people?
I mean, they all live in the same world that we do, where...
Does anybody actively refute doctors?
Oh, no.
Okay, that's all I'm wondering.
No, no, no.
Yeah, again, you're conflating medicine and healthcare.
No, we're all vaccinated. It's good.
Are you sure?
The people who it has come up with, 100% of them are vaccinated.
Yeah, or told you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not having that conversation with everybody.
That's your duty.
It is. Okay, well, I'll start...
As a citizen.
Okay, well, I'll start a checklist and I'll bring it up with each person as I see them.
Okay.
Okay.
You just gotta look. You look at their arms.
For the Band-Aid?
The
microchip?
For the rotted skin that the jab leaves behind. You just gotta look for that rotted patch that won't heal.
Right.
That's how you know somebody's gotten the COVID shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Well, at least here in the U.S.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The necrotic flesh that's dripping off of their arm. It's the easiest tell in the world, and you can just casually notice it. You don't even have to go looking for it. So that's how I'm doing. Just worried about you. Playing Baldur's Gate, mulching leaves, worrying about you.
Yeah.
Didn't run all weekend.
You ran today.
Supposed to be cold. Yeah, I ran today because I was like, it's supposed to get real cold, and I can't. I got to get my runs in. It was gorgeous today. Gorgeous today.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there.
Gorgeous.
I know.
You won't even get out there. I know. What are you going to do outside?
I want to go skating.
Why don't you take the dogs for a walk today?
Okay.
So are we at 20%?
Yeah, I think we hit 20.
This is a normal amount of bullshit. This wasn't even us trying to cut it down.
Yeah.
I just think this is a symptom of a larger sick with me-ness.
Oh my gosh.
Sick of me-ness.
But we hardly ever see each other.
Yeah, I know. How concentrated does it need to be for you to be sick of it after such small doses?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right. I have that effect.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
You don't. Do you want to talk about Kyne Cleaver?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So when we go to Orlando, which we do quite a bit, we go once or twice a year. There are a few frequent stops that we make. One of the frequent stops that we made was to a location called Market on South, where just the way you said, like I'm telling you this for the first time.
I was agreeing.
It's artificial interviewing.
I was agreeing.
Okay.
Yes.
That's fascinating.
Go on.
Okay. Which used to house two businesses, Valhalla Bakery
and Dharma
Chicken. Dharma Southern Kitchen. In the years that have passed since we started doing that, mm-hmm. those two businesses have left that Market on South location, but other businesses have come in.
Other vegan businesses.
That's right. So, yes, other vegan businesses filling out this space more than were there before. Mm-hmm. It's great.
It is great.
It's great.
Yeah.
So, when we were there over the holidays, we went and checked out Valhalla and Dharma's new location. We'll talk about that another time. But we also went to Market on South to try. I was really excited about this. The Kind Cleaver.
Yes. It's a vegan butcher, y'all.
Yes. I did not go twice. Why did you think I went twice?
I thought you went with the kid and then...
No.
Oh, you just found out about it. And then we all went together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I saved it for you.
Oh, you saved it.
I saved it.
I thought it was a return.
Planties was the return.
Okay.
So we got there. There is an ice cream restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream restaurant.
Yep.
Ice cream. It's not an ice cream restaurant, though. Ice cream stall. It's not even a stall.
It's an ice cream counter. It's called Vegan Scoops.
It's an ice cream counter called Vegan Scoops. Coffee roaster.
They have ice cream and they have vegan baked goods at Vegan Scoops.
Yes.
Because I got the macarons.
And it looked like, you and I disagreed about this.
Yeah.
But it looked like a Cold Stone creamery type situation. I don't think that there is like a cold slap. I don't think that they do like the schloop, schloop, schloop mix-ins.
No, I don't think they schloop, schloop, schloop
either. But I do think that there is a big space for them to craft.
Yeah.
Like they're not just scooping and sprinkling. They're getting more involved, but they're not schloop, schloop, schlooping. Like there's a big space for them to get the ice cream out there and really like put their juice on it, you know?
Yeah. They had a lot of good toppings.
I thought it was cool.
It looked cool.
Okay.
We didn't get ice cream from them, but we did get some macarons to go, and we'll talk about those another time.
I didn't have any of them.
You had one?
Like 2 weeks later.
Oh, okay. Maybe we won't.
After my first bite, I said, this tastes like it's 2 weeks old, and I spat it out.
Oh.
So, not their fault.
They were good. The macarons were good.
It's time's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. Sucks to be time. So... there's the ice cream place. Mm-hmm. There's a coffee place, which we did not have because it was lunchtime. Mm-hmm. And then there's the Kind Cleaver, which is kind of like the main event, I feel like.
Yeah, for us it was.
But I mean, footprint wise.
Oh, yeah, it is bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Might be.
That ice cream place.
Pretty big.
Pretty big. Pretty big. There's also crafting or like craft market, locally sourced goods for purchase.
Yeah.
On shelves around the space. Mm-hmm. What?
That's correct. I'm agreeing with you. Okay. I was there. I saw those things.
Okay. We're good at this.
We're really good.
Good at this. 174 episodes in. We're good at this. We're
doing great.
Okay. So we ordered food.
We sure did.
We ordered food. What did we get?
Okay. So what I got was the Calle Ocho, which is a Cuban sandwich. I grew up in South Florida. We ate some really good Cuban sandwiches. There's a big Cuban population there. Uh-huh. You can get a banging Cuban sandwich there.
Yeah. Not a vegan one, though.
No.
No.
Well, probably yes, but not the ones I ate as a child.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. I've seen them on menus. So this is like a medianoche, and they made theirs with their homemade country ham, vegan, of course, mojo pork, cheese, mustard, and pickles on Cuban bread. And then it's kind of like a pressed sandwich. And then you can get it with smashed Maduros and garlic aioli added, which I did because I love a Maduro. And honestly, I think it would have been better without the Maduros. Oh. They added a sweetness that didn't super go with everything. I wish I had gotten Maduros on the side.
Gotcha.
Instead, because I can't resist a sweet plantain.
Yeah.
Can I just say what I thought?
You don't need my permission. What?
My sandwich was great. This was so good. It tasted like childhood. It was really good. They nailed it.
Yeah?
Yes. Great job. Great job. Then the sandwich that the kid got was the Devil's Advocate, and that is egg, ham, cheese, hash browns, sauteed onion, smashed Maduros, and there's a spicy chorizo aioli that he omitted because he didn't want it to be spicy. And his also came, I believe, on Cuban bread, which was really nice. And his was also really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the Maduros worked in his sandwich. I think not so much in the Calle Ocho.
I think we got the 50-50 option, right?
Oh, yeah, we did get the 50-50. I got a half sandwich, and then I got the Caesar salad, which is like it was a pretty standard Caesar salad and just real good. The dressing was great. The cheese was great. Just delightful.
Yeah, so I wanted to get everything on the menu, but I didn't. What I did get was the classic. I was like, let's just go for the Dagwood deli sub. This was, spicy capicola? Is that how you say it?
That sounds good
to me. Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Okay. Spicy capicola, roast beef, cheese, tomato, onion, lettuce, banana pepper, garlic aioli, Dijon vinaigrette on a French roll. This thing came out and it was delicious. It was crisp, cold, dense, filling. The bread was fantastic. I think the only note that I had was that I appreciated the different types of cold cuts that they had. Mm-hmm. Thing about vegan meats is that the range of flavor is not that drastic. So at the end of the day, you're getting a lot of the same mm-hmm. in there. You know, it's a little bit salty, a little bit smoky. Like they all kind of exist in that space and then they poke out of it in whatever their ham or turkey or whatever direction is. So I'm grateful for the different flavors, but I think that there was just too much meat in my sandwich. Mm-hmm. And it all kind of was giving off the same vibe after a while. They weren't all contributing to a larger taste, which is, I think, what an Italian sub like has going for it, you know?
Yeah.
So I think amazing sandwich. I think I could have done with about half the meat that was in there. Still maybe the variety, but maybe I didn't need all of that, each amount of each type, you know?
Yeah.
Got very meaty. Sandwich started to kind of get a little fall apart-y. That's probably me being a messy baby when I eat. But there was a point where I was just like left with a pile of meat on my wrapper and was like, well, what am I going to do with this? You know?
Yeah.
But I loved the flavor of it. I loved everything about the sandwich except for the amount of meat. And it's a weird thing to think that it has like too much meat on it. But that's how I felt. I got the 50-50 as well with the potato salad. I thought the potato salad was great. Little on the bland side, but I think as far as a crisp, cold, refreshing potato salad that's actually dense and hangs out in your stomach, like, I think it's great. I think it's a great side to a sandwich.
Yeah. I just loved my experience at the Kind Cleaver. I can't wait to go back. There are so many sandwiches I wanted to order. It's been a long time since I'd have a Cuban, and that's why I ordered that. But they also have a buffalo sandwich with vegan rotisserie chicken, cheese, tomato. Obviously, the chicken's buffaloed. Cheese, tomato, cucumber, onion, banana peppers, buffalo sauce, and ranch. Doesn't that sound amazing?
Yeah. You asking me?
I'm asking everybody.
Okay.
They also have like a Philly-style sandwich. They have a chicken salad wrap that I'd love to eat because chicken salad is such a delight. Also kind of a childhood thing to me.
Yeah. I feel like chicken salad was one of the first Marines on the beach of like vegan fake meat food. Because Whole Foods did that chicken salad.
Oh, yeah. They're
like so
chicken.
Early.
Oh, and yeah. It was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they also have a Reuben that I would love to eat. They've got... The menu's incredible.
Yeah.
And I want to go through the whole thing. And so we will be going back next time we're in Orlando, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is soon.
Soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disney episode coming. Coming soon. So that's the cleave.
That's the cleave.
That's the cleave, baby.
Yes. Is this when we do a star rating?
That's the Kind Cleaver. We don't want to...
Yeah, it's not called The Cleave.
It's not called The Cleave.
No.
Which is what we used to call Hot in Cleveland.
Correct.
The show with Betty White on TV Land.
Yeah.
Yes. But that show is not called Cleave, and this place is not called The Cleave.
No.
It's The Kind Cleaver. Check them out. They're tasty.
So tasty.
You're just staring at me.
So tasty.
Yeah. We don't do stars. No. 174 episodes. We don't rate the restaurants.
Okay.
We just say we liked them or we didn't like them.
Yeah. Also, just eating there is nice. They've got big windows. It's nice and bright in there, and it's just cute inside.
Yeah.
Just a vibe.
Yeah. There was a moment where there were two parties behind me, and we were taking our time waiting to order. And one party came in first, and one party came in second. And they were two separate groups, and I knew this. But they were standing so close together, and I turned around. I was trying to be nice, and I said, "You guys can all go ahead." And the gentleman right behind me was like, "Oh, I'm just by myself." And so I had the social faux pas of I grouped these people together and said and treated them like a group. I felt silly.
Aww.
I felt silly.
It's okay.
He probably is still thinking about it.
You think so?
Yes.
I bet he's not.
I felt silly. I still feel silly. Yeah. I think about it 2 to 3 times a week.
Maybe taking a hot shower will fix it.
Look, I found the chair.
Can I see it?
I have to measure it. But...
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. It's got little handles on the side for if it gets too crazy in there.
Oh, I want one that goes over the top. I guess that wouldn't be safe to sit on.
It would not be safe to sit on.
No, you're right.
You want a Luam tray.
Yeah.
Like with in that iPad on it and everything.
Like with that one, like that one video where the lady's making the cranberry juice bath.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I want so that I can put my cranberry juice and like weird candles and stuff on.
I'll put my cranberry juice on it.
This is Talking Toe News.
All right. Hey, it's Talking Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast where I pluck a headline from the world of vegan news and present it for discussion. And sometimes the articles are good and sometimes the articles are bad. But it's always a segment. And this week's headline is from plantbasednews.org. This one's a little bit less of a little bit less news, a little bit more roundup. / opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be interested to get your take on this.
So we're talking toe opinions.
We're talking toe opinions. That's right. This is by Claire Hamlet on January 14th, 2024.
Give Claire the click.
You got to give Claire the click. The best dairy-free milks for coffee. Now, Becky, you are not a coffee drinker.
Nope.
But I'm going to challenge you to remember who you were when you drank coffee. Because I'm going to want your opinion, and I don't want your opinion on the best dairy-free milks for tea.
Dang, I was just about
to. I know. No. You're welcome to submit a headline if you want to talk about tea.
Yeah.
We're here to talk about coffee, which is not tea. They're not the same thing.
Okay.
I knew you were going to try. Among the huge range of dairy-free milks on the market, some work better with coffee than others. Soy, oat, pea, which dairy-free milk makes the best coffee?
Not pea.
All right. We're gonna do the article. I'm gonna read it, and then you can save your those gems for later.
Can I just say the thing is I forget then I forget what I was gonna say, and then you ask me, and I just stare at you because I'm trying to rack my brain.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's gone.
Yeah, 174 episodes. We learned some best practices, just like a handful of them.
I prefer to interject if that's okay with
you. Well, sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. That time it was not. I hadn't even gotten into the article yet. Vegan and dairy-free coffee lovers are spoiled for choice of milks these days. Plant-based milk producers now pay close attention not just to taste, but also to how well the milk froths and blends with hot shots of espresso. This is a very relevant problem.
It is. It's real.
It is real.
Mm-hmm.
Because you pour it in.
And sometimes it separates and then you end up with sediment at the bottom. That is so, and then you accidentally drink it.
It's yucky.
It's so gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it like separates immediately. Mm-hmm. And you go from that moment of coffee. I am going to acknowledge that you interjected and derailed us once again. But it takes you from that moment where you're excited about having a coffee to, oh no, I ruined it like that.
Yeah, you watch it get creamy and then you watch it turn dark again.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's a nightmare in there. Yeah.
So, Claire, I'm picking up what you're putting down. The perfect dairy-free milk partner for coffee should complement the flavors of the espresso. It should also contain enough protein and fat to ensure that if you steam it, the foam is thick and smooth. So which is the best? Is it creamy oat milk, old faithful soy milk, or new kid on the block pea milk? More like P-E-E milk, if you ask me. Please hold your comments until the end. I saw you trying to get in there.
Wait, can I ask? So it's just the three milks we're going to discuss?
It seems like that's the scope of this article, yes.
Just almond milk erasure?
Who cares? Almond milk sucks.
I mean, it does suck. Right. I agree. But why is pea the third?
Because it's emerging. It's emerging. It's emerging, Becky. Why choose dairy-free milk? I think we're all there already, so I'm going to skip over that. Also, environmental impacts. We're going to skip over that. Is plant-based milk is is plant-based milk healthy?
Who cares?
Oh, let's see. Sometimes. Yeah. I'm just going to TLDR it. Sometimes.
Sounds good.
Best dairy-free milks for coffee. Now we're in it. Now we're in it. This is where Claire's going to deliver the goods.
Does it just say soy in like really big letters?
No, because that would be wrong. It's oat. But what? Pea milk is a relative newcomer to the plant-based milk scene. It's not made from the green garden peas like the ones in your freezer, but from yellow split peas. I didn't know that. They're high in protein and a good source of iron and vitamins A, B, and C. As for its coffee-making qualities, pea milk is creamy and doesn't separate from a hot shot of espresso. The taste can take getting used to, that's putting it mildly, but being mild, it works well with different types of coffee beans. Ferrer's Tea and Coffee Merchant ranks it number one for coffee beverages among dairy-free milks for its excellent steaming quality. On to soy milk.
Can I say something?
Why not?
You shouldn't have to overlook the taste of your food.
Well, hold on. I have a point to make, and I'm saving my stuff until the end, too. Can I please just get through the fucking article? Soy milk has been available as a dairy-free alternative for longer than most other types of plant-based milk. It has a slightly sweet, nutty flavor and froths well because of its high protein content. It can curdle if the coffee is too hot or warm, but is reliably a good option for your latte. Oat milk has become hugely popular. It was the best-selling type of plant-based milk in the UK in 2020. Its creamy texture and mild flavor make it perfect for coffee. For those trying dairy-free alternatives for the first time, the taste of oat milk can be easier to adapt to than nut or legume-based options. Oh, almond milk's in here. Almond milk has a distinctive nutty flavor which can overpower some coffees. It's often fairly thin in texture, that's putting it mildly, and can separate after steaming, but it creates a pleasingly silky foam. I'll never know. Hazelnut milk. It's a good flavor pairing with coffee, but in milk form can be a little bitter. It also has a thin consistency and doesn't foam well. Rice milk has been around a long time. It can be quite watery and has little protein or fat. Its mild flavor means it goes well in coffee without overpowering, but it doesn't froth well as it is better suited to being added as a splash of milk to a black coffee. Well, Claire makes no conclusion. These are just pros and cons, which I guess leaves it to us to pick this apart. Now, here's my thought about the pea milk.
Yeah.
I don't know that any of these milks are inherently good on their own. I think the flavor is like, there is not a flavor of oat milk. Some companies make a good one. Some companies make a terrible one.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's so brand dependent.
Right.
Like I've had soy milk. I did drink coffee for a long time, so I can speak from experience that I've had soy milks that separate in coffee like a nightmare.
Yeah.
And some that don't.
Yeah.
You just got to find, it's not just the type, but the brand. And I think that this article is kind of like glossing over that.
Yeah.
Very vital part of it.
I think that oat milk inherently lends itself better for coffee. But there are bad oat milks that still retain the good qualities of being mixed with coffee. It's just a bad flavor.
Looking at you, Planet Oat.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm thinking about, is Planet Oat. I would propose that pea milk, they just haven't made a good one yet. Not that pea milk is inherently bad for coffee.
Also, it sounds like this was done in the UK. Maybe they have a pea milk that doesn't suck.
I think as far as I'm concerned, it's more like PEE milk.
Yeah,
it's like gross. The milk that comes out of pea.
It tastes like an actual nightmare.
Yeah.
And the ones that I've had in both coffee and tea separate.
Yeah.
And then you end up with that sludge.
Yeah.
Gritty, gross sludge.
I think that soy milk is the better overall milk replacement.
Yeah, agree.
But I don't like it in my coffee. Too sweet.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can get unsweetened. Silk makes an unsweetened.
It goes too far. It's going too far.
Okay.
See, oat milk is slightly, like the Calafia Farms that I drink in my coffee is slightly sweet. But like they just made it right. They just made it right.
Yeah. The thing is that cow's milk is sweet. So non-dairy milks are sweetened because they're trying to match cow's milk, which has sugars in it. They're just not added in. They're already there.
Right.
But they're sugar.
Okay.
So if you want to match that profile, you need some sugar and it's finding the right amount. I agree. I also think they might use sugar to cover milks that are too sweet. I feel like sometimes they're trying to mask a taste, a bad taste.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for me, I think when I was drinking coffee, I liked the Kroger store brand or the Whole Foods 365 brand soy milk in my coffee.
Yeah.
Those were my favorites. They didn't separate. They stayed nice and creamy. I like a little sweet in my coffee anyway. Like I would have added sugar otherwise.
Yeah.
So then it's just one less step for me.
I bet if you were drinking coffee now, you would like the Calafia oat creamer.
I probably would. I use the Kroger soy milk in my tea.
Yeah, you do.
And I love it.
Yeah, you do.
It's perfect.
Is it perfect?
I use it in everything except for if I'm making soup, it's too sweet. Like I made that spicy creamy ramen and the sweetness from the soy milk came through in the broth and that's not what we want. Like I should have used an unsweetened soy milk, but I was using what we had.
I don't want to talk about that ramen.
Yeah. Also, I put the miso never dissolved and so the broth didn't taste like anything.
Yeah.
There
was a lot of it.
I was serving the last bowl and I picked up the ladle and it was the entire thing of miso. And I was like, oh no.
It was just like it was in hot water.
Yeah. Because it was. It was in just vegetable broth.
Yeah.
And that's not, I didn't, the miso was such a big part of the flavor profile.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Next time. Next time. Hey, you can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs. Well, you can with just egg.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is Talking Toe News.
All right. That was Talking Toe News.
It was. And now we're going to separate out while you enjoy.
In the back of my head, I was like, you know, you don't have to do a clever ad throw, a quote unquote clever ad throw every time. You could just be like, we're about to do some ads. And I opened my mouth to say it. And he's like, we're going to separate. Go ahead. You got it.
To ads.
Wait, no, say the whole thing.
It's done.
No, 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 no. I will not let me do that to you.
And now, listener, we're going to separate ourselves out so you can hear these ads. Hey, Toeheads, I have exciting news. I have released an all-in-one day planner and meal planner. It is an actual hold in your hands paperback planner. It's got 52 weeks. It is undated, so you can start it anytime you want. And it integrates your weekly to-do list with your weekly meal planning so that it's all in one place and you can actually plan what you need to shop for the week. It's got meal planning tips at the beginning, and then it's got your week-by-week space to write down what you have to do in your life and what meals you're planning to make. The whole idea is to make meal planning part of your day-to-day to make it easier to do, and I am so excited to share it with you. And you can find the link to buy it on my website, which is glueandglitter.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, welcome back. It's Talking Tofu. We're on the back 45% now, the back 40%.
It's the more last 15%. Final 10% of the podcast.
Well, no, we've got the shake. We've got the snack. That's 35%, right?
Absolutely not.
You
That's
don't think
20%. Let's do it and then we'll see.
Hey, listener, what's your ideal split?
Tell us.
Yeah.
Let us know on Instagram. Direct message us. That's okay. Talking Tofu Pod on Instagram.
So yeah, still in Orlando. I'm down there with my son before you came down. Our son. He's our son.
Yeah, we share.
Before you came down.
Yeah.
We were tearing up Orlando, going around. We rode swan paddle boats in Lake Eola. We did all sorts of little adventures together.
It was really cute. The pictures coming out of Orlando while I was still in Atlanta were real cute.
It's very cute. Very cute. Lots of Hallmark moments everywhere. But one of the places that we went was to Planty's, which is a burger stop that I had wanted to hit up for quite some time. I'd never had the chance to. Had a little bit of extra time in Orlando, and we did it. I was glad I did. We had gotten burgers and fries, and we split a shake, and I made a note that when you got into town, we at least had to do a shake at Planty's. Even if our food roster was pretty packed. It was the holidays. It was Christmas. So a lot of meals were spoken for already. So the number of slots that we had to go out and eat stuff, smaller than what it would normally be. But I really wanted to prioritize getting a shake in front of you from Planty's. And we did that.
Yeah, we sure did.
We did that like we went and had lunch and then got a shake.
Yeah, immediately after.
Yeah.
And so we got the strawberry shake. You can also, they have a matcha shake, or you can add matcha to your strawberry shake, which I wanted to do, but Dave's not as matcha oriented.
I'm matcha.
He's a matcha. So we just got the strawberry. If we went back, I want to try it with the matcha in it too.
I mean, if we go back, we're going to do the full thing.
Yeah.
Because you deserve to try the full experience.
Yeah, they had some chicken sandwiches that looked so good.
And I got to say, like, this look, Planty's is gorgeous. The aesthetic of it, the design of it, the way it's set up, the people there are super, super nice. I really enjoyed both visits that I had to Planty's. We could probably talk about it more once you've gone and had like a bigger meal, but yeah.
Yeah, the design was really nice and like modern, and it had a cute patio area to sit and eat.
Yeah.
So fun. So we got this strawberry shake, and can I tell a story?
Sure.
Okay. So when I was in high school, I went to high school at a school in Davie, Florida. It's a weird place. Davie's a weird place. About a 5-minute drive from my high school was a U-Pick strawberry place. I was a big nerd in high school.
And you?
Yeah. Me and my friends, bunch of nerds, ruled the school in a nerdy way in that teachers let us do pretty much whatever we wanted because we got good grades. Mm. And we had a teacher who would write us a pass to the parking lot so that we could go to Batten's Farm, which was the U-Pick place, mm-hmm. and get strawberry shakes where they would use their fresh-picked strawberries to make milkshakes. And as long as we brought back a shake for this teacher,
yeah.
she'd let during study hall, she would let us just go. And it's not like we were missing class. It was study hall. But yeah. So and these shakes, y'all, incredible. Just... I mean, there's nothing better than a fresh strawberry.
Yeah.
Like still warm.
Yeah.
Oh. So this shake from Planties threw me back to those Batten's Farms shakes. It was almost more like a vanilla shake, but they had it like layered with strawberry syrup.
It was. Do you remember the McDonald's parfaits? Mm-hmm. That they used to have, the sundaes,
yeah. is
what they called them, where the strawberry one was vanilla ice cream with a strawberry drizzle around it.
And it was at the bottom, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was this.
Yeah.
Or this was that vibe.
Just so good. But yeah. the flavor of like the ice cream, even, Batten's had really good ice cream, and it reminded me
yeah.
so much of that flavor combination. Yeah. Their shakes weren't layered, but just the flavor experience to me threw me right back to that high school, like, medium cutting class,
yeah,
but also with permission,
yeah,
to go get shakes.
Yeah, this is one of the best shakes I've ever had in my life.
Incredible, vegan or not,
yeah,
so good.
It was, I was blown away, and I can't do a full milkshake at my age with my body, like I can't. But I would do it. I would do 100 of them in a row. Like I wouldn't be able to resist at plant. Like it was so good.
Yeah, I want my own next time.
And normally, I can talk myself down from the urge to pig out on a milkshake because the flavor's not 100% there, or it's not 100% dialed in. This is true even like non-vegan days. Like a perfect milkshake is so rare. And this was so, so, so good.
So the shakes at Planties, you can get either vanilla or chocolate. And then the strawberry is actually an add-in. So it's so you can get vanilla or chocolate as your mm-hmm. base, and then you can add in Oreo, strawberry, or matcha. And then it says seasonal, so I guess mm-hmm. they have some other rotating add-ins. They didn't have anything else when we were there.
Yeah.
But honestly, a strawberry matcha shake just sounds... I can't wait. I
yeah.
can't wait, guys.
Yeah. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
It's going to be so good.
So on a scale of 0 to 10... minutes of self-care in the shower before getting down to business, what would you give this Planties shake?
Toeheads, I'm wasting so much water. 10. It's a 10. 10
it's
minutes.
It's not a waste if you're taking care of yourself.
It's 10. It's a quick, easy 10.
Easy 10.
Easy 10.
Never been an easier 10 on this show.
Oh, just thinking about it makes yeah. me want that shake.
Yep.
And
yep.
I can't have it because it's hundreds of miles away.
Yeah. Well, we'll get it soon. Yeah, Disney episode coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
You want to eat some gummy bears?
Do I?
Y'all, this segment is going to be a combination letter and snack segment. So buckle in. This arrived in the box with a selection of vegan gummies. We're just going to try the gummy bears today. Because I knew that if I tried to bulk things together, Dave would get mad at me.
You're right.
Marilyn writes, Dave, Becky, the illustrious hosts of Talkin' Tofu without the G. This is a letter from friend of the pod / enemy of the pod. insisting that you retry the Snack Club Tajin gummies. Yes, they're annoyingly sticky. Yes, you must pour them from the bag into a bowl or onto a napkin or something, because reaching into such a sticky bag is nightmare fuel.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, these mango tajin gummies are my faves, and I feel the Toeheads deserve to know. Oh, maybe we should eat those too.
Yeah.
I hope y'all are having a wonderful holiday season of good shows and snacks and skating. And, oh, she crossed his name out and wrote the kid. And that he can have some of these too. Okay, yeah, let's do both gummies. Right. So get the other Snack Club ones. She sent a bunch of gummies, so we'll try some of the other ones another time. But we'll try both of the...
Thanks for the letter, Marilyn, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Hey, if you want to write us a letter, write to us at talkintofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or slide into our DMs, talkintofupod on Instagram. I read and respond to every single one.
You sure do.
Sure do. Or if you are a Talkin' Tofu VIP with our address, you can mail us. So Marilyn sent us the Snack Club Tajin Chili and Lime Gummy Bears and Tajin Mango Rings, which are also chili and lime coated. So let's start with the gummy bears, since that's what we promised up top, and then we'll eat the other ones.
Okay. I applaud your integrity.
Thank you. There's five flavors: orange, pineapple, apple, strawberry, and lemon gummy
orange,
bears.
Orange, pineapple, apple, strawberry, and lemon. So you're just pouring them all out, huh? Well,
so that we can try like more than one flavor, and then we'll just pour the rest back.
Oh, after we've put our fingers all over them? All right, I'm going green.
Okay, I'll also go green. So green is apple.
Oh, why did I start with apple? I don't like it, but I don't like an apple gummy. Already a better experience than reaching in the nasty bag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
What do you want to do, orange?
I had a spicy tequila cocktail last night that had the rim salted with this.
Mm-hmm.
This reminded me of that. That was a tasty drink.
I love tajin on a rim.
Going red.
Red is strawberry.
Better. Better.
I've never had strawberry and tajin together, and I like it.
Yeah. This is fun. I could hang out here.
It's a little softer than I like a gummy, but mm-hmm. The tajin really makes up for it.
What other flavors? Let's do lemon. I want to end with pineapple, because I feel like pineapple is going to be the perfect one. Pineapple's not yellow?
No, pineapple is white.
Is this yellow or white?
These are either both yellow or both orange. We'll know one in a second. I have no idea what flavor this is.
This one tastes like sweat.
Kind of.
Tastes dirty.
I don't like it. I'm done eating these, I think.
What? No, we have two more flavors.
Okay. Now we're...
Orange.
Okay.
Or whatever the... Okay, yeah. Oh, that's definitely orange.
Okay, so that was lemon. This is orange. My orange one is caked with tajin.
Mm-hmm. Now we're talking.
Yeah, that's good.
Now we're talking.
Okay, so strawberry and orange were good. The other ones... Okay, this is pineapple.
All right. Mm.
Mm-hmm. As predicted.
Okay, okay.
This is good.
So 3 out of 5.
Mm-hmm. All right, nice. So now I'm opening the mango tajin. I don't think we got the mango ones.
Yeah, I think we did. I remember these rings.
We got the rings, but I think we got...
Look on the back. This shows the other rings.
We got the peach.
Oh, you're right. What is the... Peach and mango are like the same fruit, but from different parts of the world.
What are you talking about?
The mango is the peach of wherever it's from. Where's it from? Where's it from?
Florida? I don't know. They grow in Florida.
It's not.
All right, these rings are bigger. They're like 3 gummy bear size.
It was like the vegan calamari we had last night.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great date last night. We'll talk about it sometime.
Mm-hmm. Next week.
We'll go into every detail.
Marilyn? I'm changing my mind. This is incredible. They're too chewy, but the flavor. So here's the thing. Last summer, DeKalb Farmers Market was selling big boxes of mangoes for like $6 or $8. It was so many mangoes. And I got into the habit at night of cutting up a mango, sprinkling it with tahini, and that was like my late night snack. And this is giving me that flavor, but with like a worse texture.
Mm.
But in the winter, when mangoes are kind of hard to come by, I would eat these.
Well,
what do you think? I put the other half in my mouth, so you have a lot of talking to do now.
It doesn't get more friend of the pod / enemy of the pod than this. Because I do not like these at all. I think the texture is annoying. I think the flavor is annoying. I think a pineapple or orange gummy bear told me how good this experience could be. This ain't that. This is a waste of time. Big old waste of time.
Hmm.
Yeah. Marilyn, thank you so much for sending these.
Yes. I can't wait to bust in some of these other gummies that you sent.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
There's a bunch.
I'm nervous.
There's a couple others. They look really good.
Yeah.
I can't wait to try them. One bag is French.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la, indeed. Thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out, and we just love reading those 5-star reviews.
Boy, do we.
Boy, howdy. We might even read yours on the pod.
What would that be like?
Oh my gosh. Who knows?
You're 15 minutes of fame, and all you have to do.
Quick review. And do us a big favor and tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show. Another way that you can support the show is by picking up some merch. Grab yourself a Talkin' Tofu mug, tee, sticker, mouse pad, and more in our Tee Public shop. That's teepublic.com/talkin-tofu. And I'm Glue and Glitter on Instagram and Threads. You can find my recipes at glueandglitter.com.
I'm Line Leader on Instagram and Threads, and Line Leader was taken on TikTok.
Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.